Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to the ships at sea or wherever you be. Listen, my name is Willie Lawson, and this is the Willie Lawson Show here on blogtalkradio.com and Red State Radio, the Red State Talk Radio Network, and we appreciate you being here today. Lots on the docket in the fastest hour of internet radio ever, and especially, and again, the best damn show on the internet. You know it, and I know it, and let's just go ahead and just say it. We're going to open the chat room up here in just a second here, because this is indeed the best damn show on the internet. You know it and I know it. You listen to it and go, dang, boy, this guy ought to be on Fox News. This guy ought to just replace Fox News. Why? Because I'm full of truth. There you go. Full of truth and honesty, and it's brutal, and it's wonderful, and it's fun and funny and all the, yeah. Yeah, I am patting myself. I'm breaking my arm, patting myself on the back. And listen, and if you want to help at the onset, go ahead and do this today. If you want to help us out, go to the WillieLawsonShow.com website and click on the donate button. Go ahead and do that today. Let's go ahead on Thursday, April the 5th, I believe it is. Is it April the 5th? Yeah, it's Cinco de April. Oh, I'm sorry. Cinco de April. Go ahead and plunk down some cash. How about that? How about that? How about the first $100 contribution today receives a Willie Lawson Show activist listener show shirt? How about that? Yeah, how about if we go ahead and do that? $100. First $100 today receives a Willie Lawson Show activist listener T-shirt. $100. Go ahead. Do it now. Do it right now. Don't wait. Don't screw around. You know you want to. You know you need to. I mean, you haven't, and you wish you had. So just go ahead and do it. All right. Listen. The other day, we're going to talk about a few things. The other day, the president came out and basically poked his finger in the chest of the Supreme Court and said, you know what? They've never done anything like this before. It would be an unprecedented move. We're talking about his mandate. Now, due to law professor, the president of the United States is a freaking law professor at Harvard University. He knows damn well. You see, that's the crazy part. You see, because some of you Republican types, conservative types, like, well, he's so stupid. He's not stupid. You guys are going to lose to this guy. Because you continue to believe that the guy's dumb. You continue to think that President Obama is a regular, run-of-the-mill politician. He is not. I can't listen to much Glenn Beck because he depresses me, but he is right in the sense that President Obama is a revolutionary. He's not dumb. He's not a run-of-the-mill Chicago politician. That's not who this guy is. This man is somebody else. And he loves that you think he's stupid, because he's not stupid. He knows damn well what he's talking about. He does. He knows damn well what he's talking about. So here's the deal, kids. When he says crap like that, it's all planned. It's all measured. He knows it. But he's trying to say this to the uninitiated people in his base. I mean people who don't know in his base, who don't have any idea. So they hear it. He knows he's going to get called on it, but he knows that he has to say it, because now they can run around their neighborhood, they can run around the hood going, What, this ain't never been done before? The Supreme Court ain't never done this before to anybody until they got a black president. And that, now the Supreme Court wanna overturn health care. Why? Because he a black president. Because the Supreme Court is racist. You know what? That's the deal. Y'all didn't see that coming a mile away? A mile, 2 miles away. Stevie Wonder could see this coming. You know what I'm saying? That's the deal. Why'd he say it? Because he knew it was important to say. Had to say it. Had to get it out there before somebody called him on it. He knows that these federal judges serve for life, and they've got ego too. And they're not going to get pushed around by a president. President? The heck are you? 8 years in and out. So he said it. He knows it's true. All right. Listen, we're going to talk about this when we get back because it's important. We're also going to talk about at length the comments of Marion Barry. Yes, Marion Barry, the same Marion Barry who was caught a number of years ago smoking crack with a prostitute in a hotel room while he was mayor of Washington, D.C., and then went to jail, came back, and was mayor again. He was actually mayor 4 times in Washington, D.C., and has served 3 terms, I believe, as a city councilman in Ward 8 in D.C. You wonder why D.C. is screwed up. Golly, what I almost said. It was right there. I am so thank you that I didn't bust out with one of that because I want to. But you wonder why it's jacked up. You wonder why it's screwed up. That these people will continue to elect this person. That it's about character. It's about integrity. It's about honesty. And they keep electing the guy who basically got caught on videotape, smoking crack with a prostitute in a hotel room. Oh, the prostitute was not his wife. And it was not his wife's crack. There is forgiveness. But forgiveness doesn't mean that you get to assume your role where you left off. That's not what forgiveness is. We'll be back with more Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio at the next day company. Happy measure.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child... It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
What? Hold on.
What'd you say? Wait a second, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family.
to find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271. 297271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
Wait, I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbalutes or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive. I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with more of the Love Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is a pleasure to be here. I'm going to go ahead and get to this because it is so funny. And the thing that frustrates you guys most is the wanton, incredible hypocrisy of the left, and especially of the leftist media. You know. It drives you crazy, and it's like and I hear, well, somebody ought to do something. Well, they're not gonna do something about themselves. That's just dumb. That ain't gonna happen. All right, I gotta play this clip, and then if you're listening, give me a call. Let me see if I can play this clip. Maybe. Let's see here. This is because it's delicious. It's a delicious clip here. If I can just get it to play here on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. But there you go.
We got to something about these Asians coming in, open up business, these little dirty shops. And they ought to go. I just say that right now. You know, but we need African American business people to be able to take their places too.
Wow. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine anybody but a liberal Democrat in D.C. getting away with a racist blast like, I mean, seriously, getting away with a racist blast like that? Can you imagine anybody but a liberal Democrat in D.C. getting away with a racist blast like that? Dared to use the phrase, there's a chink in the armor. Lost his job. Now, Marion Barry shows up. Marion Barry shows up with the racist blast of the year. The racist blast of the year.
We got to something about these Asians coming in, opening up business, these little dirty shops.
Say it again. Let's see if I can get him to say it again.
We got to something about these Asians coming in, opening up business.
And all that this Asian woman had to say, because he appointed her to some economic board back in the 80s, well, I'm going to talk to him, and maybe we'll see what the deal is. Well, what was the understanding for Rush Limbaugh? What was the understanding in the Asian community for that guy who wrote headlines for ESPN.com? Where was the understanding for those guys? Where was the understanding for those guys? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'm running for county commission where I live. Imagine me getting away with a racist blast like that. You know, all these foreigners coming into our area and such and things and stuff and we ought to get them out. Can you imagine? Especially a Republican candidate. And anywhere running in any minority district in the country, getting off a racist blast, well, these foreigners coming in, or we can get them out. Oh, you imagine, let alone a white Republican. I think that the problem is not what you think it is. The problem is that in the minority community, we allow it. And it hurts us. Listen, listen to this.
We got to something about these Asians coming in, opening up business, these little dirty shops. And they ought to go. I just say that.
And they ought to go. I listen to the rest of it.
You know, but we need African-American business people to be able to take their places, too.
And we need African-American business people to take care, to take their places. Now, what's interesting is in Politico, where they sort of did they transcribed the video. It says take care of their places too, but that's not what he says. What he says, we need African American businesses to take their places, is what he said. Let's go ahead and listen to this racist blast again, because some of you won't believe me, so I'm gonna make sure that I didn't get subject to some Skypiness. And so we can hear what the good councilman has to say.
We got to something about these Asians coming in, opening up business, these little dirty shops. And they ought to go. I just say that right now. You know, but we need African-American business people to be able to take their places, too.
There you go. Did you like that? And you know what? And other than here, nothing said. Nothing said other than that the news channel there in D.C., nothing said. Is it a big headline, national news? Was it on the Today Show this morning? Not that I know of. A Good Morning America with Cutie Kirk? Not that I know of. Robin, you better watch your back, honey. Cutie Kirk will take your job. That's how she do it. If Meredith Vieira show up, you, Robin, you need to whip her ass right away. I'm just saying. Robin, who's a black lady on Good Morning America, if Meredith Vieira show up, you need to see you start whipping her ass right there. Just cold cock her right there. Hey, how you doing? There you go. Knock her out. But so I'd watch myself, Robin. I would watch myself if I were you. But, you know, so was this the leading story? The election happened last night. This is fresh. Was this the leading story on any of the morning programs? Nope, not a one. Not a one. Bet you a nickel won't be the leading story on any of the evening news programs tonight. Bet you a nickel. Not one. Will it be on the above the fold on your local newspaper? Nope, not a one. Will it be above the fold on the national newspaper? Nope, not a one. Not a one. Will people be calling for Mary and Barry? Will the same people, the Asian people, be calling for Mary and Barry to apologize to Asian people all over the country because Asian people have you won't. You won't. And you know what that says about me? Nothing. I just happen to have the cojones to bring it out and tell you about it. Now, which is why, you know what, people ask me all the time, well, you must get a lot of liberals, dude, on your show calling you, man. You must fight a lot. Mm-mm, I hardly fight at all. You know why I don't fight at all? Because these people know, and they listen, I know they listen, but they know that I'm right. They shake their head going, damn, Willie's right. Because they know that I say it real. That I bring it real. And they know that I am right. That I ain't never been wrong. You know, Rush says it his way, I say it my way. You know what? I bring it right and I ain't never been wrong. And that's why they don't fight me. That's why they don't argue with me. That's why they don't mess with me. Now, some of y'all get on these Blog Talk Radio shows, and y'all fight and go back and forth in the chat room, and you know, like little girls. I don't have time for that. If you can't bring me a good argument, if you can't bring me truth, something based in reality, not based in rhetoric, then I don't want to hear it. Because you know that you're wrong. And people right now who are looking at this Mary and Barry situation, And not seeing any big coverage about this racist, this horrible racist blast from a member, not just a member of like the entertainment community. Yeah, those jerk offs, you know, whatever. I don't care about them. I just don't care about them. But this guy has been mayor 4 times, I think, has been city councilman in Ward 8 in Washington, D.C. A public figure, an elected official, who can get away with who just gets away with this racist blast, and nobody calls him on it.
Asians coming in, open up business, people, dirty shops, and they ought to go. I just say that right now, you know. But we need African American business people.
Yep, he can get away with it. He can just get away with that. You know what? We got Reverend Al Sharpton running around, and he's saying stuff like this.
Only nigger can talk. Don't talk to them. Don't talk to them. Because you got the only nigger problem. Because you know if a black man stood up next to you, they would see you for the whore that you really are.
We're the best chicken fries in the universe. But we don't go back with Colonel Sanders. right in the loaf. I said I was wrong. Cracker, though I think Cracker is a certain personification of a certain type of person down south, just like redneck. I mean, you know, some people misinterpret Cracker meaning all whites is not true, but the confusion means you shouldn't use it. I mean, sometimes being flippant, you say things you shouldn't say because it gets in the way of your message and people don't really understand what you're saying.
White folks was in the cave when we had your empire. We learned to admire them, but they knew to admire us. We built pyramids where Donald Trump ever knew what architecture was. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around.
Yeah, before those Greek homos ever got around to it. Yeah. Yeah, that's not racist. That's not homophobic. That's no. That's just him being intense and emotional and passionate. Yeah. I got an idea. Give him a TV show. Yeah, because he's somebody who can bring people together. Yeah. Marion Barry. Hey, listen, why don't Marion Barry co-host this weekend with Reverend Al? Because they are the epitome of bringing people together. Yes, indeedy. Get some Asian people. Maybe, you know what? You know, get some Asian people. Get some Asian gays. That's what they need to get. And they can interview some Asian gay people. You know what I'm saying? You got to love it, y'all. You got to love it. What's the point of all this? Not to take these damn people seriously. Not to take them seriously. You can't take Marion Barry seriously anymore. He has turned in his "I'm serious" and have gravitas card. Al Sharpton never was. He was always a clown. And you know what? The shame of it is that Jesse Jackson has gone that way too. You can't take these people seriously. So when they call themselves leaders, what you have to do is say leaders for whom, leaders for what. Leaders for how? Because you don't lead me, because you don't lead anybody. Hell, you barely can lead yourself. You can't control your mouth. How are you going to lead me? This is Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio, or Best Faith Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after these messages.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted, and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
The entire piece of music is played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon, and again, welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is indeed a pleasure to be here. It's a gorgeous day here in beautiful Central Florida. You just got to love it. If you live anywhere else other than probably San Diego, life sucks. Okay, I'm being a homer, whatever. But I am telling you, it is nice today. It is a Chamber of Commerce day. All right, listen, we spent some time talking about Marion Barry and Marion Barry's comments, and you can comment. If you like to comment on that, you are more than welcome. You are absolutely more than welcome, because I don't know how you defend it. I just don't know how you defend being. Here's the deal. If these people work and live where you are, if these folks have opened businesses up, then you represent them too. You know, you represent them too. So that's really the deal. You can't just get off with a racist blast and say, well, you know what, like, well, you don't represent them, that in Ward 8, which is I'm pretty sure it's predominantly black, you can't say, well, I don't represent the black people, I don't represent anybody else. No, I'm just saying. Oh, y'all didn't know that? I'm sorry. You just can't get off with this blast. Hang on a second.
Shops and they ought to go. I just say that right now, you know. But we need African American business people to be able to take their places too.
Okay, so I mean, come on now. So anyway, if you want to comment on that, that's lovely. You are welcome to. I live in beautiful Florida. Alter Ego is in the chat room. He hasn't been in a minute, and we welcome him. Welcome, Alter Ego. Thank you so much for dropping by today. I trust things have been well, or going your way anyway, and you're getting accomplished the things that you wish to get accomplished. All right, but I don't think that you can do that. But you know, again, I know that if I tried that in my neighborhood, I'd be run out of town on the rail. And I think rightfully so. There you go. All right. Here's the deal. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that the justices, the Supreme Court justices, have gotten together and have taken a preliminary polling of themselves, and they don't always go with that. That it may change, and I think they're going to keep it specific to the individual mandate of the Affordable Health Care Law, and they will discuss severability, meaning do you just get rid of this part and let Congress deal with it, or do you get rid of the whole thing and let Congress deal with it? You know what? Maybe, you know. It's just maybe. So we'll see. I'll answer that in a minute. Alter asked me about George Zimmerman, and been talking about him for a week. The whole not that craziness for weeks, and I'll give you a quick wrap up here in a second. But so the president's remarks. You know what? I love my conservative friends. I love my Republican friends. Like I said in the open, you guys underestimate President Obama because you know how I know that? Because everybody says, well, he's stupid. He's not stupid. He just knows there are a bunch of people out there who don't know any better. So he had to get something said. So he said, well, this is unprecedented. Well, it's not unprecedented. So and he knows that, and I know that, and you know that. But you know what? 90-some-odd percent of the people in the country don't have any freaking idea. And this is why we lose, because you guys think that President Obama is a typical politician. He's not. Dude has been playing, y'all. Ask John Boehner if he hadn't been played. Ask John Boehner if he hadn't been played numerous times by this White House. So y'all get crazy and y'all get it wrong, because y'all get distracted by stupid crap. The president says this because it's not true. So what should the Republican machine do? Instead of attacking the president and taking his lead, what you should have been doing is saying, well, that's an interesting comment that the president made. And then you start giving the case after case after case after case after case in recent history, not 1927, not 1836, recent cases where this Supreme Court or people who are on the Supreme Court are doing exactly what they're doing today, this week, and get that information out there. But do you do it? No, because you suck at it. You suck at it. You wonder why you're going to lose. I talked a little bit about yesterday about how Reince Priebus is going to survive another 4 years of Barack Obama. Well, and what to do in the meantime? Get better at this crap. Get better at it. Because if you don't, you'll lose whoever they put up next. You'll lose. The game, the playbook is set. You just say it. People are more concerned about Snooki getting knocked up. They know more about that. They know more about Ryan Seacrest and Matt Lauer. They know more about all these other stuff, the stuff that you think that everybody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody has any idea. So the president says, this is unprecedented. And the judge, of course, you know, one of the federal judges, because those people are full of ego, too. They serve for life. They're like 8 years. What are 8 years? And they ain't no dedication. I do this crap for life. You know, Mitch McConnell goes, well, you ought to back off the comments. Shut up, Mitch McConnell. Because you just got sucked into the trap, as opposed to saying, well, that's an interesting comment, Mr. President, but in recent history, blah, 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 and just state facts and just state facts. Because now, Mitch McConnell, you just look like the old white racist who doesn't like Barack Obama, which is right where he wanted your ass. Stupid. When I brought this show back after a couple of weeks off in February, I told you that I would just tell you all the truth, because somebody needs to tell you. Reince Priebus, you're an idiot. And Mitch McConnell, you're an idiot. The president put you right where he wanted you, and you just sucked it right up, as opposed to staying above the fray. You didn't do it. So the AG had to come out with a statement saying, of course, let's see, Attorney General Eric Holder has provided a formal response to a federal appeals court on whether the administration believes judges have the power to overturn federal laws. Holder said the power of the court to review the constitutionality of legislation is beyond dispute, though it should be only exercised in appropriate cases. Of course, that's of course. What Eric Holder says, of course everybody knows that they've done this before. Who doesn't know that? That's what he said. Who the hell doesn't know that? Come on now. That's what he said. You know, it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm going to get to Robert here in a second, but I'm going to answer Alter Eagle's question about, I have not attended, as a candidate, I have not attended any of the rallies. I didn't, like I said here, I don't want to politicize it. And you know what, candidates showing up saying, you know, wearing a hoodie, I think that politicizes it. And I just didn't want to politicize it. I thought it was a terrible thing. I thought it was an awful thing. And I just decided that I wasn't going to participate that way. I just wasn't going to do it that way. I didn't show up there. I didn't show up there with a hoodie on. I didn't do any of that. I didn't do any of that stuff. Anyway, my friend Robert from the United Socialist Republic of Connecticut is on. I don't know. I'm gonna send you a car, man. I'm gonna get you the hell up out of there because.
Oh man, I
it's going bad. Going bad.
Hey, well, you know what it is. I have this undying just enthusiasm that at some point they will wake up here. That's just how I. That's part of my mechanism.
You are a man of faith. You are a man of faith. You really are.
Well, you know, they think I'm crazy, so I said, hey, you know, you have to have that because it's sad because this state is moving further and further to the left, but I still say we have one important thing on our side, and that's reality, okay?
Well, reality will come to bear at some point. It
at some
does.
Point. I don't know when, my brother, but at some point here. You know what, Will, I'm gonna hit you up with two things here. I want to start off with some of the stuff what you're saying. You know what? I kind of take a different kind of take on this, slightly. In this context, they're probably underestimating Mr. Doofus, but to me, he is a doofus because I think he overestimates his so-called brilliance. Now, I've been saying for the last 3.5 years. Barack Obama is a symptom of the culture. See, it's not so much that he's brilliant and he's this and that. He's appealing to the ignorant and to the people that want something for nothing. Okay? So that kind of mentality is acceptable to nonsense like this because I look at it this way. I got offended about what he said. I got offended when he embarrassed the Supreme Court back in 2010. This is a pattern of his. Okay? And people of character, whether they be to the left or right, kind of scratch their heads because one thing I will say, there were people on the left that kind of said they weren't necessarily comfortable like, talk about him. Putting it on the table like that, like he loves anything. You're not entitled to have a decision in your favor because you're the president of the United States. Unfortunately, you're not a ruler. You were elected. Unfortunately, you were elected because this basically says something about the culture more than anything else. You appeal to the worst. In America, quite frankly, with all due respect, Okay? You're appealing to something. See, because you see, Obama is a symptom of a disease that is in our culture. See, if the nation was strong physically, mentally, and morally, he would have never gotten elected. And part of the reason was, guess what? The so-called mainstream media said, we're not going to vet this man. Not one word of constructive or objective criticism. Now, you know as well as I do, coin flip the other way, John McCain, crazy pastor, bad association, you know as well as I do, because we America is willing to accept the double standard, right? John McCain would have never been able to even get the nomination.
Well, yeah. You know what? You're right, Robert. Yeah, and you're right. And that's the whole, and that's the whole thing. That's why we do stuff like this. That's why there's people listening to this show. That's why there's people listening to Red State Talk Radio, because mainstream media has, you know, obviously has failed. When I was on AM, a couple of years ago, seems like a thousand years ago now. We had this conversation about, and I think a lot of people are just finding out that mainstream media is completely was complicit. And I think a lot of people are still surprised by it or still shocked by it. There were a few of us who were watching going, they've been like this pretty much the whole time. Maybe not back in the 30s, but definitely now. And they've been like this for a long, long time. So when it was convenient and easy for folks, for mainstream media just to turn the other way and ignore stories and ignore reality, of course, there they go. But it continues. The story that hang on a second. Let's see if I can get this. I got some people. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can check out this comment from Washington D.C. I played this a second ago. Washington D.C. City Councilman Marion, I smoked crack with a prostitute in a hotel room and got reelected Mayor Barry. Who gets away with saying we need to do something about these Asian people coming in? Who gets to say that? Who the hell gets to say that? Who gets to say we need to do something about those? I got a 10 on my Marion Barry. We got to do something about these Asian people coming in. Grocery shops. Who gets to say that? Who gets to bust out with that racist blast? Nobody, unless you're a black Democrat in D.C., you don't get to hate on Asians at your victory celebration. You don't. And the saddest thing about, and I'll tell you, the saddest thing, let's see if I can find it later on, was the comments of this. You guys remember when, again, I mentioned this a little earlier, you remember when the guy got fired from ESPN.com because he wrote the line, and all he did was write headlines. This guy didn't write the article. He writes headlines that there was a chink in the armor, and the article had to do with Jeremy Lin. People lost their mind. And I'm telling you, that headline, according to ESPN, was up less than an hour. Nobody saw it. It was in the middle of the night. Nobody saw it. Okay, that dude still loses his job. Now, this Asian woman here, let's see, asked for a comment. Let's see if we can get this pulled up. Hang on a second here. Yeah. Oh, okay. What you didn't say, honey, was they should fire that Negro. What the hell? What the hell?
What the hell he say? He came by Asian people. What the hell? That's what you should have said. Because if I'd have said it, y'all would have been out. Y'all would have been fighting freaking mad because the Tonko Tom Republican had dogged out the Asian people. The double standard that exists in the country is angering and maddening and crazy. But you know what? I know it's there. So I'm not bothered by it anymore. I used to be. I'm not crazy bothered by it anymore. What we have to do, what we have to continue to do, find a way, push through it. It's going to exist. Nothing we – they're not going to vet – I mean, they're not interested in vetting Barack Obama. They're not interested in saying, let's look at the stimulus package and see if it really worked. They're not interested in saying, oh, my God, gasoline is at $4 plus. They're not interested in how that's connected to the Barack Obama administration. They're not interested, as they were connecting, you know, gas prices to George Bush and Dick Cheney. The mainstream media is not interested in healthcare taking over 1/6 of the American economy. They're not interested in Social Security being bankrupt. They're not interested. None of that stuff fits their narrative. This president knows that he can't run on his record, but he doesn't.
Exactly.
But he also knows, strangely enough, sadly enough, that he doesn't have to. He don't got to run on his record. I said it. I went to public school. I can say it that way. He doesn't have to. He's got this messaging machine called MSNBC. We'll be right back.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you live. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq, Afghanistan, Veterans of America, and the Ad Council.
Many young women find themselves facing unexpected or unwanted pregnancies each year. They often feel they have nowhere to turn. Tiny Hands That Hold My Heart was written specifically to show these women that they are loved and that their baby is a gift from God and not a mistake. This is a book of hope and inspiration with a unique combination of encouraging words, high-resolution photography, and relevant scripture. The booklet illustrates a baby's growth and development in the mother's womb. More importantly, it reassures women that they are not alone in their situation and God is ever present. To learn more about the entire scope of this project or to ask questions, please visit tinyhandsbook.com. Once again, that address, tinyhandsbook.com. You can also write Tiny Hands Book, 4525 Motorsports Drive, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. All contributions are tax deductible.
If
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
All right, we're back for Ultimate Radio Network. It's coming. God, 90 seconds, almost to the end of the hour. You know what? This just happens too fast. I don't know, but people are going to have to tell me if they want the show to go back to 2 hours. They're going to have to tell me. You have to go to the WillAustinShow.com website and click the donate button, or you send me an email at Willie@WillAustinShow.com and say go back to 2 hours because 1 hour is just not enough. We need more. We need more. We want more. Pull more out from me. Anyway, so we'll see. That's not up to me. That'll be up to you. We'll put the question on the website. Hopefully, sometime this evening or tomorrow. Should we go back to 2 hours or should we stay where we are? But in any case, thanks so much for coming today. We appreciate you being here. Remember, Red State Talk Radio is back on the air. It's doing well. Primo Mardoni's daughter is running the thing, and she's getting the hang of it. And we appreciate her. If you want to hear me and more other conservative hosts who do a fantastic job. Rick Johnson and Dave Zublik and a whole bunch of other folks over there. Make sure you go to Red State Talk Radio Network at 24/7. It's all good. Listen, thanks for coming. And remember, always go out there and learn something, love somebody. And for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself.